My pastor said if you put a mic before a preacher, you're in trouble. But the one thing I want you to know about the Valley Mission is that we are mission-minded, and we are biblically based. We try and do the best we can to follow the basic instructions before leaving Earth. We do the best we can to do that. And so I'm just really and truly excited to share our mission. First, I do want to thank God. I want to thank my husband for being with us. We are a team. You know, we work together at the mission, and it's a family affair. So I just want to say thank you, Lord, for coming with me. I'm glad to see some people I know, as Tracy and Mr. Strickler. I feel real good because, you know, it feels good to know some folks here. I want to tell you a little bit about the mission. The Valley Mission this year will have been in place there 41 years this year. And I want you to know that the Valley Mission was birthed out from some men of God who wanted to do what God said. Not only did he want to be, they wanted to be a hearer of the word, but they wanted to be a doer of the word. And so I'm real grateful that they spent time and prayed about it, and now we have the Valley Mission. The Valley Mission is a community mission. We receive all of our donations, the majority of our donors. I want to say 95% of all the funds that come through the mission is from churches and individuals in the community. We received 3 grants, and we just started receiving those maybe 3 years ago, and it's a total of $50,000. But everything else comes from the community. Our toilet paper, and I was excited to see the toilet paper because we tend to run out of toilet paper a lot. And so this is, I mean, that's God sent. We really, really need toilet paper. I don't know, we had to put the toilet paper in locked boxes now on the wall because everybody was still, I don't know what they were doing, but the toilet paper was just leaving. And so this is something that has truly been inspired by the Lord. So I want to tell you, in the beginning, it was just a place for 3 hops and a cot. And a lot of people came through, and maybe people have heard about the mission, a lot of alcoholics, and you know, you may think that, but I just want you to know that the face of homelessness has changed. Not only do we have people who are struggling with substance abuse, but we also have teachers and lawyers, we've had a doctor there, we've had 7 ministers there at one time. So homelessness hits everybody. You know, it doesn't, it's an equal opportunity, you know. You never know when you're gonna, you know, find yourself in that position. And so I'm excited that, like I said, that God chose me for such a time as this. And one of the things that I try to share with the people is that God is just character building and character shaping them. And that's why they're there. Allow God to do what he needs to do. Our mission for the folks have changed. We offer so many different classes. You know, we do recovery group, we have anger management, we have job readiness, we have mothers of preschoolers, I'm trying to remember everything. Mothers of preschoolers, we have the school system that comes in, we have 2 therapists that come in twice a week. So we do more. You know, we want people when we have budgeting classes. So what we want to do is make sure that when the people leave, that we have helped them to not come back. That's our goal. We ask the people to save 80%. We ask them to save. that's one of our rules. If you receive any kind of fund, they are to save 80% of that money so they can have money when it's time to leave. And so sometimes that's hard for the folks because they've been accustomed to doing what they want to do with their money. That's why some of them are there. But not only do they have to save that, they have to meet with their case managers. And, you know, we set up goals and budgets, you know, for them. And at this time, we have 50, on Friday, we had 58 people there. We had 28 men. I shouldn't have said that because I can't remember. I know we have 18 family members and whatever else, the masks, whatever's around, it's the women. And so we have our youngest person, our youngest resident is 3 months old, and our oldest is 81. And so it's all across the board. And recently, we've seen more families. You know, we have, and so what we've been doing is renovating. We've been renovating, so we're getting ready to do a renovation upstairs to have a women's dorm and a family section because more families are coming in. When I say families, I mean husband and wife and children. They're coming in, and so we have a lot of those. This year, we have had 3 newborns coming back from the hospital, and 2 are gone. They found their own place. And so the next mother, she's leaving the 1st of August. And then we have 2 more ladies who are due in October and November. So we do a lot. You know, we do so much with the people. And yes, they come with problems. And yes, you may see them outside and it may not look like things are going on, but we have a lot of activities for them. And it's not that they can choose what they want to go to. It's mandatory. In order to live there, we want to teach them, you know. The Word of God says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And so, other words, we want to make sure that they get some knowledge and some wisdom so when they come back. And not only that, when they leave out, we have an aftercare program so they can come back in. And the other thing is that we have 2 thrift stores. And over the years, the thrift stores have been like our golden egg. You know, they take care of the salaries and everything like that. So everything that comes in and all of that is community driven. So I'm really happy that you all are part of that. You know, it makes a difference. It really does. I understand that people in Haiti and all of those places need money, but you have a mission right in your backyard. And we are always looking for volunteers. You know, if you have something special or God has laid something on your heart to do for the people, just call us and we really want you to come in, you know, to be a part of that because it is your mission. The Valley Mission is the Shenandoah Valley's mission. And we welcome you to come in. We feed 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So if you want to do a meal, you can come in and do a meal, you know, for the people. But I encourage you to come by the Valley Mission. The Word of God says that when you've done it unto the least of them, you've done it unto me. And the one thing I do want to, I'm going to close because I know it's 10 minutes. You know, but the one thing that I want you to know is that I'm a product of the Valley Mission. And I'm glad that the Valley Mission was there for me. 25 years ago, I lived there. So, and it was because of just some things that happened in my life. And God directed me to come back to this area. My father was from Goshen. And so I didn't know I was going to have to come to the Valley Mission. But that's where I ended. And so God has made a full circle in my life. And now I'm back at the Valley Mission. And so, just in a different capacity. And one of the things that God shared with me is that he warned me on my desk, I have some rocks. and on there it says, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. And so I know where these people are coming from. I know that they are my people. And I'm just grateful that God, you know, when he told the man in Mark, I think it was, when he said, who sinned here? Was it the father? Was it the parents? Or was it the son? He said, no, that this is so I can be glorified. And I'm there to glorify the Lord. And I'm excited about God choosing me and my husband. My entire family, you know, works at the mission. You know, we are mission-minded people. And so I'm grateful that the Valley Mission was there when I needed it. And I just thank you that you care enough for the Valley Mission that you would do this great thing. And thank you. I have some people out here.
Amen. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.